Thanks, Chad. Good morning, everyone. Wow, we haven't been here for a while, and yet we've seen a lot of you in Romania, so this is exciting to be back. I feel a little bit sheepish because I'm supposed to give an update on the ministry, but I feel like you guys could probably give me a better update because you've been there more recently than I have. As Chad said, Paul and I, we've been on home assignment for the last 8 months and traveling around North America to share about the work that's going on in Romania. If you don't know us, we moved over there in 2014, and we have just been loving life over there. We have a wonderful team that we work with. Thomas and Tunda Modi are the local camp directors appointed by the Hungarian Baptist Convention of Romania, which is who we work with. We work with Hungarians in Romania. It's a confusing thing, but I'll tell you about that if you want to know more. And then we also work with a wonderful NAB team. So the Bergman family joined us 2 years ago. They serve with us, as well as Ian and Karen, as Chad said, joined us this last year to fulfill the field director role while Paul and I are on home assignment. But we are so enjoying our work over there. There's been a lot that has happened and a lot to share with you. And sometimes it's hard to know how to, you know, communicate all that's taken place and really encapture and encapsulate all that God has been doing. But in this last season, there's a phrase that has been standing out to me that really kind of gets to the heart of what's been going on in the last 8 years. And it's a saying that goes like this: often we overestimate what we can do in 1 year, and we underestimate what God can do in 10. That's what we've experienced in Romania. You know, when Paul and I and Thomas and Tunda set out 8 years ago to establish Camp Falcon Rock, we had big hopes and dreams of how much we were going to build and accomplish in 1 year. And things just took a little bit more time. You know, raising funds, applying for permits, digging ground, that stuff took a little more time than what we had thought. And yet now we look back 8 years later, and we are blown away by the greater vision that God has had for this ministry. And so 8 years ago when we set out, the vision that we were a part of was from the Hungarian Baptist Convention. Their local leader said, we need a camp. And the reason we need a camp is we want to raise up the next generation to know Jesus and to follow Jesus. And so Camp Falcon Rock, they said, this is our fivefold vision. We want to be a center of evangelism for leadership development and discipleship, that there would be education taking place, that it would be a connecting place, and that we'd be focusing on social development. And praise the Lord, I'm happy to report that this is taking place. After 8 years, we're at a place now where we're seeing this vision come to be. And we are now operating year-round. The camp is open up year-round, where we're doing conferences and retreats, and we have leadership development happening. The camp is currently running summer camps from middle of June to middle of September. We are at maximum capacity. We have about 70 kids coming out per week. We are currently turning kids away because there's so much interest in Camp Falcon Rock, but we still need to build some buildings so that we can accommodate for all the interest that there is. And so, praise the Lord, this is happening. We're seeing this vision come to be in greater ways than what we could have imagined. So if you go to that next slide, the first thing that we are centered on at Camp Falcon Rock is evangelism. Everything we do is founded on us preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, that we want to see young people come to know who Jesus is and the calling that he has on their lives. And this is a unique thing in Romania. Camps are not a common thing in our area. Our camp is the main and only camp. And kids being able to go to youth programs and kids programs where they can hear the gospel preached at their level, again, is a unique thing. And so we are seeing that there's an impact happening at Camp Falcon Rock through preaching the good news. A quick story about that is we had a young guy named Donnie who joined our youth group, you know, 8 years ago. He was kind of disconnected from the church, wasn't really sure if he wanted to connect with the youth group, kind of said, I don't really believe in God. I don't really see the value for God in my life. But we just kept working with him. And over time, he started coming to our programs. He came to one of our camps, and we just saw God grip his heart and transform his life. We were on day one when he came to camp that first year. He was pretty resistant to everything, and yet by the end of the week, he stood up at a campfire like this and said, I've come to know who Jesus is. You know, I've come to know that Christ has a calling on my life. And then he extended that invitation to everyone else at the campfire and said, this is who Jesus is to me, and this is who Jesus is to you. You need to know and give your life over to the Lord. And so we're seeing transformation happen. The story doesn't end just there. Donnie, he actually went away to Bible school this last fall. He's joined the Camp Falcon Rock team. He works at the camp. And just recently we heard that he joined our preaching team in the village. And so we're seeing transformation take place through preaching the good news, which is a very exciting thing to see. We also focus on leadership development at Camp Falcon Rock. And so in our conference, the Hungarian Baptist Convention, we have 200 churches, but only 45 pastors. So we don't have enough pastors for the amount of churches that there are. And so they see, the leadership there sees that the conference can be a place where we can develop young leaders, where we can raise up the next generation, not only to know who Jesus is, but to understand and to discern the calling that Christ has on their lives to serve through the churches. And so camp is a great place for that to happen, right? We know the influence that camp can have on young people, and also the place and space that it can be for young people to exercise their gifts. And so that's happening at Camp Falcon Rock. We have a young girl named Miriam, who some of you guys know. Again, 8 years ago when we showed up, she was quite shy, quite timid. Yet we could see there was this calling on her life, that there was anointing on her life. And so we worked with her. We saw her give her life to the Lord at camp. We saw her turn into one of our key translators because she picked up English really well and began to serve in that way. She became one of our key counselors. We sent her off to Bible school. From there, she came back to be one of our main speakers. And then this last year, we actually were able to hire her full-time with our team so that she could continue on the camp work while Paul and I have been on home assignment. And so we're seeing leadership development take place at Camp Falcon Rock, where leaders are being formed and being sent back into the villages to extend the reach of Camp Falcon Rock and to come alongside the local church mission. So that's part of what we do. The camp is also an education center. This takes on many different forms, but one of the main things that we do is we've partnered with our local Baptist seminary, and we are teaching their seminary students English. And the reason why we're doing this is because most of their biblical commentaries and resources that they're utilizing at seminary are in English. And so for them to go deeper in their study of the word, we're teaching them English to help them in their studies. It also then equips our local pastors with English so that when mission teams come over and we want to build those connections, they can kind of communicate. And so we're focusing on education at the camp. We also want the camp to be a connecting place. So the camp location was picked very strategically by the local leaders, and it's in a region where 80% of our Hungarian Baptist churches are within 1 to 2 hours of the camp. And so it really becomes a hub for our churches to host, you know, events and festivals and celebrations. This picture right here is of our main lodge. If you've been tracking with us, we have been working on this project for a while. White Court, I was expecting you guys to finish this, to be honest. So I don't know where it's at. I need to see an updated picture, but I'm hoping it's finished by the time we get back there. No, it's going to take a while because it's a massive building. But we had a celebration service there last September where we had a Thanksgiving Day service, and we had over 1,000 people out at Camp Falcon Rock. And so really, we're seeing this place be a connecting place. And it was just such an encouraging time to have that many people out there, all to be praising God for his faithfulness and what we've seen him do at Camp Falcon Rock. So camp is a connecting place. And then the final thing is we focus on social development. Again, this takes on a number of different forms. One of the main things that we do at camp is we work with the Roma population, which is an underprivileged population, a poorer population of Romania, and we work with children specifically a lot of times with foundations so that we can run camps for Roma children, and we do kind of holistic ministry and outreach ministry with them through the camp. But then in this last season, we've changed that a little bit in the fact that we have now taken on refugee ministry. And so last year, when the Ukraine war broke out, the camp is located about 150 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. And so we, as a team, said we have a place, we have a space that we can host refugees. You, White Court, a lot of you guys came and helped us in this season because we were being overloaded with people that needed help. And we said we have a facility where we can care for families that are coming over and for individuals that are coming over. A lot of the times we were hosting either university students or families. And most of the time it was women and children because men aged 18 to 60 were not allowed to leave Ukraine. And so we had an influx of refugees at Camp Falcon Rock that we were caring for, giving them beds, giving them food, giving them care packages. A lot of you guys at White Court sent supplies for that. We were able to hand that out, hand out clothing, hand out toothbrushes, you know, toiletries, all of that kind of stuff. And then what we did as a team is we ended up loading up our trucks and we drove into Ukraine to bring resources to churches and schools in Western Ukraine that were setting up their places for being a refuge center as well. And so we brought, you know, fridges and washers and dryers and food and all of that so that they could utilize that for the influx of people that they were getting there. And so we're so grateful that you guys here at White Court Baptist partnered with us in this. It was crisis mode. We were operating in crisis mode for a long time there. We needed a lot of support, and you came behind that in such a beautiful way by giving, by sending donations and items over to us, and also sending a team in such a crucial time for us last year. And so we're so grateful for your partnership in that. And in the midst of that, you know, we're operating in crisis mode, and you're kind of asking the question, like, what is God doing in the midst of this, right? We know God is a great God, and he has a great vision, and he's always on mission, even in the hardest of times. We know Christ is still king, and so we were asking that question, like, what is God doing in the midst of this? And as we were having kind of worship nights and spiritual prayer nights with our refugees, we were working with one young girl originally from Nigeria, but she was studying in Odessa. And she was telling us she had a desire to get baptized, and she had planned to get baptized at the beginning of March of last year. But with the war breaking out, obviously that couldn't happen. And in the midst of us processing what God was doing in her life, she said, no, I still want to get baptized. Like, I still want to make this proclamation of who Christ is in my life. And so we had our first ever Camp Falcon Rock baptism last spring with this young lady. And it was a beautiful time just to praise Jesus and to declare him as king in the midst of such a devastating time. And so in all of this, in all that we've been experiencing in the last 8 years, there's a verse that's been standing out to us that really captures who we've seen God to be and how he's been working in our midst. And it's this verse from Ephesians 3:20-21 that says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is who we see Christ to be at Camp Falcon Rock, that he does immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. This is the God we serve. This is the character of God. This is the mission that Christ is on. And we just proclaim that because we've seen the faithfulness of this verse at Camp Falcon Rock. And we've seen it in what God has been doing just tangibly at the camp through people's lives. And we've seen it through the partners and the community of support that has come around the project at Camp Falcon Rock. And so we're so thankful that we see this through you, through your partnership with us, through your love and your care and your support for Camp Falcon Rock and for the Ministry of Romania. So above everything, we want you to hear that we are so grateful for you. We love you guys. We're so thankful for your care and your prayers for us. So thanks for joining us in this mission. If you want to know more, if you haven't been getting our updates or you haven't been seeing our videos, you can go to rootsinromania.com. You can sign up for our updates. We also have a little table at the back where you can sign up for updates. There's some goodies over there. You can feel free to take stickers and little bags and pens, prayer cards. If you go to that QR code, you'll be able to see everything online as well. One thing that we did in this last season is we actually made a little documentary. We wanted to share the story from those in Romania about why camp is important, what the ministry is all about, and share some of those impact stories. And so we created a little 20-minute documentary that's on at rootsinromania.com. So if you have time, we'd love you to watch that so you can hear from the voices and the faces in Romania of those that we work with. But we're going to watch a little teaser, a little trailer this morning. So